Spanish public broadcaster debuts documentary on ICE list website attempting to identify agents. By Christian K. Caruso on May 14, 2026. The Spanish public broadcaster RTVE is debuting a documentary on ICE list, a reportedly Europe-based website with a database purporting to contain identifying information of thousands of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. The documentary, titled ICE, Digital Resistance Against Trump, is centered around what RTVE described as the citizen resistance against the anti-immigration campaign launched in response to President Donald Trump's anti-illegal migrant crackdown policies. The documentary is set to launch through RTVE's online streaming platform RTVE Play on Thursday, May 14, at 6 p.m., local time. ICE List is a website founded by Dominic Skinner that claims to compile names and photographs of ICE agents through crowdsourced efforts. The Guardian described Skinner in February as a Netherlands-based Irish national. Skinner affirmed to RTVE that while the information submitted to the website is verified by a team of voluntaries, the majority of the information hosted by the website comes from a purported leak containing information on over 4,500 ICE agents. Skinner claimed that the leak allegedly came from an anonymous email from someone who works at the Department of Homeland Security. Upon reviewing it, we realized that there are a large number of agents of immigrant origin, likely second generation, who are drawn by the salaries and bonuses that ICE is offering to recruit personnel in underserved neighborhoods, Skinner claimed, and detailed, when we receive information about an ICE agent, we verify it on the ground and on social media. Skinner affirmed to RTVE that he continues to compile ICE-related incidents all the way from Europe so that one day all this information can be used in a trial against everyone involved despite the threats he allegedly receives. Furthermore, RTVE revealed that a team of its news division traveled to Minneapolis in January amid Operation Metro Surge, an anti-illegal migrant crackdown surge that led to the arrest of thousands of illegal migrants across the state of Minnesota. Related, powerful. Angel mom Agnes Gibney praises ICE agents and Tom Homan. At the time, an individual identified with the pseudonym Kate told the Spanish broadcaster she organized with others to patrol the streets of Minneapolis to survey ICE's actions. The person claimed, "Whenever I go out on patrol, I have a plan in place with my family in case I'm detained or something more serious happens." Another individual identified by RTVE as Celeste told the broadcaster, "We are using the technology that the government uses to monitor people to monitor the officers themselves." The person was further described by RTVE as the creator of iceout.gov, a website that allows users to report and track ICE activity in their respective communities. Breitbart News reported in January that the Trump administration characterized the ICE List website as doxing officers and creating dangerous situation for the targeted agents due to the inherent danger and risks that such information can pose to their lives. As such, tech giant Meta restricted Facebook, Instagram, and Threads users from sharing links to the ICE List website on privacy violation grounds. Apple adopted similar policies to take down a group of smartphone applications off its platform that alerted users of the nearby presence of ICE agents in October.